The evening meal was over, and the dishes were washed. It had been a delightful day, for in the afternoon, the family had gone for a drive to Sam Rayburn Lake. The lake water was warm, and the little beach the children played on was lots of fun. Brother and sister Harold and Linda were standing in the living room, whispering secrets and trying to hide something. Although the next day was Mother's Day, Harold and Linda had decided that they couldn't keep their secret. They would let their mother see her present tonight.
You give it to her.
No, you do it. All I did was buy the picture. You paid for the glass to cover it, and you worked hard at school on making the frame.
Let's set the picture on the mantelpiece. Then we can blindfold Mother, lead her into the living room, and surprise her.
The plan worked fine. After a big hug and a kiss, which of course was shared by all, they sat down on the sofa and looked at the picture. It was one of Jesus, the heavenly pilot, standing at the wheel guiding the ship through the storm.
There were people on that ship, too, and among them was a little boy. They all looked happy, although the wind was blowing spray in their faces.
They are going for a ride with Jesus. I want to go for a ride in a boat with Jesus, too.
Wouldn't you be afraid in such a small boat in a big storm?
No, I wouldn't be afraid. The boy in the boat isn't afraid. He's looking up to Jesus.
Of course you wouldn't be afraid. We never need to be afraid of anything, anywhere, if Jesus is with us. Isn't it sad that so many people try to go through storms of life without Jesus? Even sometimes when we have Jesus with us, we forget him, as the disciples did in the storm on the Sea of Galilee. They were frightened that night as the strong waves dashed over them and almost filled their boat with water.
I read that when the lightning showed them Jesus was asleep in the boat with his head on a pillow, do you think they were afraid after that, Linda?
No, especially when Jesus said, "Peace be still," to the water.
Mother explained that the disciples were afraid because they had forgotten that Jesus was with them. This is the way with us, too. We are traveling over the sea of life. Sometimes the wave of temptation sweep over our little boat, and it is especially here that we need to remember that Jesus is with us.
Does Jesus stay with us even when we do wrong?
Oh, yes. Jesus knows that this is the time we need him most.
Does the Bible tell us that?
Oh, yes.
The mother read to the children where the Bible says that we shall hear a word behind us saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it." Jesus tells us when we are going the wrong way, if we listen to his voice and turn to him, we shall be happy walking with him. Okay, children, you may come up and get a coloring page to take back to your seats.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the night. Thank you for our church. Thank you for our show. And thank you for our friends. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.